Good afternoon. It's 39 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting stronger vaccination numbers as the peak season for respiratory viruses arrives. According to DHS officials, slightly more Wisconsin residents have been vaccinated for the flu and COVID this year. The overall increase may not be much, but it is a positive development after seeing a decrease in vaccination rates across the state in recent years. Health officials are advising more residents to get their vaccinations as outbreaks of COVID and the flu begin to pop up across the state. It's opening day of the 9-day gun deer season. Conservation Warden Cody Adams says there aren't a lot of changes in the regulations.
One of the main ones that's new this year is that air guns are now legal for the pursuit of white-tailed deer under a firearm deer license. Air bows, we've had some questions. They do make an air bow. That is still illegal. You cannot use an air bow. But for hunters who maybe in the past were not able to possess a firearm, a air gun is not considered a firearm in the state of Wisconsin. And an air gun is now legal to harvest game. So that's one of the changes that we're seeing this year. And then the only other change also is junior antlerless harvest authorizations are valid any land type anywhere in the state. So all kids will be given an antlerless tag, and they can be used on private land or public land anywhere in the state. So those are really the only two changes we have for the deer season this year.
It's important for all hunters to do their part and keep Wisconsin a safe place to hunt.
Unfortunately, we've had a handful of people who were shot who are walking their dogs. You know, again, those four rules of firearm safety, if every one of those rules are followed, it's impossible to be responsible for a hunting accident. A quick refresher on those, the acronym that we use is TABK. Treat every firearm as if it were loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be sure of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. If every one of those are followed, you will not be responsible for a hunting accident.
Additionally, anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. Adams praises hunter safety instructors for their efforts in making hunting safety a priority.
Hats off to all of our hunter safety instructors throughout the state. You know, last year we didn't have a single hunting fatality. I think the year before that, 2023, there was one. And when you look, we have around 600,000 licensed hunters in the state of Wisconsin, and we don't have a single hunting fatality last year. You know, that's pretty good.
Learn more about safe hunting in Wisconsin and register to take a hunter education course on the DNR's Outdoor Skills webpage. The first day of the annual gun deer season brings with it a number of other activities to kick off the holiday season. Some of the activities today include the Clyde Community Center annual rummage sale going until 2. A light lunch is available along with free coffee all day. Partners of the Richland Hospital and Clinics is hosting a holiday gift fair in the lobby shop until 3. The original fall craft fair is being held until 3 at the Richland Center Intermediate School. This has become an annual Grace fundraiser and includes crafters and vendors. Hot turkey sandwiches and much more are also available for purchase. The Holiday Makers Market is being held at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center until 3. The Holiday Market features handmade makers from southern Wisconsin with a wide variety of unique items. Lunch is available to purchase from the Richland Center Lions Club. And the Richland Center High School Pep Club is hosting its annual craft fair at the high school. Santa and the Grinch are also available for pictures. If you're looking for something fun to do or a good hot meal following a day of hunting, they are available in Richland Center. Simon's Recreation Complex will host a pool party this afternoon from 1 to 4. There will be music, popcorn, and water raft inflatables. Admission is free for Simon's members, $5 for non-members. Pizza slices will also be available for sale. And the Lighthouse Chapel in Richland Center will be serving a carry-out Thanksgiving meal today from 4 to 6, free of charge. Scammers will go to any length to obtain personal information and money from an unsuspecting individual. With today's technology, the scammer has the ability to pretend they are someone that can be trusted. They even go as far as pretending to be a military service member. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
No matter their exact scheme, scammers impersonate military service members to create this plausible deniability for themselves. And over the past few years, the new technologies like deepfakes, artificial intelligence, or AI, and voice cloning have made it possible for online scammers to convincingly impersonate a real person or invent a totally fake identity for themselves. And many consumers know not to trust someone who refuses to meet in real life. But with the military, there are real circumstances that really do make it impossible to meet. So consumers in these circumstances where they could be connected to a military service member, be cautious to protect themselves that some scammer isn't coming in and impersonating that military individual.
As with any scam, there are red flags to watch out for.
Some of the red flags are some of the things that the scammer would say, both directly or indirectly. You know, they could say that they can't access their bank account right now, but that they need money, that they want to meet you in person, but there's a fee to request time off. Traveling back to the U.S. is expensive, and they ask you to help them buy a plane ticket, asking you to hold on to a package if they ship it to you. So they ask for your address, saying that they owe money to a commanding officer. So can you help them with that? Lots of different reasons to get your personal information or to get you to make a payment to them would be a red flag. All of these are ways that they could acquire that.
There are ways to know if the person contacting you is an actual military service member or a scammer, according to Reinen.
Know that real service members will not ask a civilian to sign military paperwork. There are no fees for a service member to take time off or retire, and no commanding officer will contact you to demand money or gift cards. You know, we know real soldiers' deployments can last 1 to 2 years, but a scammer will try and keep their scheme going as long as possible. So never send money to someone you've not met and cannot verify with certainty that they are real and a trustworthy person. We don't want these scammers to harm individual consumers, and we certainly don't want them to harm the reputation of our military service members.
Scammers will go to any lengths to get personal information, including going as low as pretending to be a military service member.
They're going to take every opportunity to follow those headlines or follow our current events or situations where they can manipulate someone. And so, yeah, pretty low in this case.
If you have been contacted or scammed by a fake military service member, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A sheriff says a Wisconsin man who faked his own drowning this summer so he could abandon his wife and 3 children is in Eastern Europe, but is not committed to returning home. The Green Lake County Sheriff said Thursday that Ryan Borgward has been communicating with authorities since November 11th and even described how he did it. The sheriff showed a video that Borgward sent police that day from a non-disclosed location. The sheriff says no criminal charges have been filed. He does not believe they will be necessary while authorities keep pulling at his heartstrings to return home. About 50 Wisconsinites have been scammed out of millions after being told their bank account was hacked and instructed to invest in gold. 49 people have been reported the scam to the FBI. The thieves had stolen about $13 million. That's an average of $250,000 per person. It all starts with a phone call. The scammers say your bank account has been hacked and you need to buy gold instead. Then, once the person has all that gold, the person on the phone tells them it's better to store it so it's protected. A courier comes to pick up those gold bars, and the person never hears from them again. One woman talked to a Milwaukee TV station and showed her receipt. She lost $433,000. That was her life savings for retirement. The scammers first contacted her pretending to be Apple, saying her IP address was stolen. Authorities have arrested 2 scammers who posed as couriers, the ones who picked up the gold. The FBI believes these schemes originated overseas. Older people were targeted because they have more savings. Officials say if you get a call from anybody claiming to be your bank, look up their phone number from a legitimate source, like on your statement or bank's website. Just make sure it actually is their website in the URL. Use that legitimate number and see if they were the ones who called you. The FBI says most of the time, it's an attempted scam.